Overcoming fear. An important part of opening your mind to faith is ridding your mind of the fears which limit your belief. There are 7 basic fears. Nearly everyone suffers from at least one. Some of us must conquer them all. Here are the 7 fears, how you can recognize their presence in your life, and how you can banish them. The first fear, poverty. This is the most destructive of the 7 basic fears, and the hardest to master, because it brings so much suffering and misery. Much of the fear of poverty comes from our bitter experiences in dealing with others who have proved untrustworthy and willing to exploit us for their own benefit. If you resent poverty and are determined to be rid of it, analyze yourself fully for signs of this fear. Then fasten your mind on substitutes for the negative habits which this fear inspires. Lack of ambition. Do you accept whatever life hands out without challenging it? Are you mentally and physically lazy? Then adopt a positive, driving ambition to vanquish the symptom of the fear of poverty. Failure to make your own decisions. Do others determine everything that happens in your life? Do not surrender the most precious gift of your Creator. Make your own decisions and become self-determining. Making excuses for your failures. Do you offer alibis for your lack of achievements? Do you envy and criticize the success of others? Accept that only you are responsible for what happens to you. A negative mental attitude. This is the greatest limitation the fear of poverty imposes, and it can encompass all the others. Discard pessimism. Expect that things will go your way and act accordingly. Do not put things off, avoid responsibility, or live beyond your means. Instead, work to make your life better, and it will be. Developing definiteness of purpose is the first step toward replacing a negative mental attitude with a positive one. Find out what you want and look for it all the time. Demand much. Set a high goal. Believe that you will attain it with the aid of infinite intelligence, and you will leave the fear of poverty far behind. The second fear, criticism. Fear of criticism can affect you in ways both trivial and serious. It can lead you to buy the latest fashions, the fanciest cars, the most sophisticated stereo audio systems, because you fear being left behind the times, out of step with what everyone is doing. More insidiously, it can prevent you from presenting and acting on ideas that are revolutionary, ideas that would give you independence. It robs you of your individuality and your faith in yourself. Following are the most obvious symptoms of a fear of criticism and the steps you can take to eliminate them. Keeping up with the Joneses. Trying to maintain the front of being the most current, most affluent person on the block can cripple you, both financially and emotionally. Buy what you need and put your fiscal and mental resources to work elsewhere.